From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The ink is barely dry, but the battle of the federal budget is well underway. President Bush hit the road today, traveling to Michigan to sell his $2.5 trillion spending plan. On Capitol Hill, lawmakers took a closer look at the proposal, and the reviews are mixed. Republicans say it's a good starting point. Democrats say it masks the true size of the budget deficit. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
The president flew to Detroit to begin selling his budget proposal, the most austere spending plan since the Reagan era. Speaking to an audience at the Detroit Economic Club, Mr. Bush urged Congress to join him in bringing what he called real spending discipline to the federal budget. The president took on farm subsidies.
Right now, the federal government pays individual farmers as much as $360,000 a year in subsidy. I think that no farmer should get $250,000 a year in subsidy. That makes sense. That will save the American taxpayer $1.2 billion over the next decade.
At a hearing of the House Budget Committee this morning, Republican Jim Nussle, chairman of the panel, asked White House Budget Director Joshua Bolton if the president would veto spending bills that go beyond what he's proposed.
I didn't hear the V word. Is it possible that, depending on exactly how these bills come forward, that the V word might be used for the first time in this administration's tenure?
Sure, it could be. The reason you didn't hear the V word in what I just said, or you didn't have to hear it last year, was we had great cooperation in delivering bills that were within the president's limits. Now, I don't anticipate that cooperation to break down, but if the president needs to use the veto, I'm sure he won't hesitate to do that.
Democrats are dismissing the Bush budget as unrealistic and misleading. They say a proposed $80 billion measure to fund military operations in Iraq and Afghanistan isn't even included in the budget, nor is the cost of implementing the president's proposed overhaul of Social Security. The top Democrat on the budget panel, John Spratt of South Carolina, says a projected $390 billion deficit next year, though slightly smaller than this year's record deficit, is still no cause for joy.
Broadly speaking, there are two problems with the budget before us. One is what it includes, the other is what it excludes. This budget increases defense by $19 billion. It increases international affairs. It increases homeland security. But instead of paying for these increases, merited as they may be, it still calls for substantial tax cuts, notwithstanding the fact that we have huge gaping deficits.
Other Democrats pointed to individual programs being trimmed. Some veterans would pay an enrollment fee to receive VA health care and more for their prescription drugs. Democrat Chet Edwards of Texas said while veterans were being called on to sacrifice benefits in the name of budget austerity, upper-income Americans were not.
This budget doesn't keep up with inflation for veterans' health care. So many of the veterans I've represented at Fort Hood for the last 14 years, 40,000 of whom have served in Iraq, are going to have less funding in real dollars for health care services at the VA.
Budget Director Bolton responded the administration has been generous to veterans in recent years.
The president's proposals over the course of his 5 years now have resulted in a 47.6% increase over 5 years in spending on veterans' health care.
House Budget Committee Chairman Nussle and his Senate counterpart, Judd Gregg of New Hampshire, also warned today that there will have to be cuts in other benefits programs, such as Medicaid and Medicare. The two programs are consuming an ever bigger slice of the budget, but attempting to trim them is likely to further intensify the budget debate in Congress. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The Capitol.